Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the law firm of Davis and Davis. We're not a real law firm. Go ahead, grab a beer, a glass of wine, sit back and listen.
Oh yeah.
What's going on, man?
What a day. Leave my pamp on. Notice I'm still in work attire.
Which I can't say what's on your shirt because then that'll give it all away.
Yeah.
Can you blur that out in your video for me? That'd be awesome.
We have a lot going on here in Dallas, here in the Texas. Where do I start? Bob has made it down.
Oh my God. How did the rest of the family take that news?
They're fine.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm the type of person to where I will help anyone that needs a little help. And right now he's at that point. So, I mean, I do it for you. You know, if you got divorced and said, hey, I need some help, I'd help you. That's just the way I am.
But I'm not Bob.
With that being said, I got the Bob a job.
Very nice.
He is going to be a line cook at a golf course not to be named.
Affiliated with yourself, perhaps? Maybe.
Maybe a little.
Okay.
But you know what? It's been a good couple of days of sitting around drinking $100 worth of bourbon. It's been a good time. I'm glad he's here. It's kind of weird having a friend. That's close by because I don't have friends here. But with that said,
let me interject real quick.
Sure.
One of the guys at work picked up a bottle of Blanton's. So
I finally
got to try it.
And
I hate to say I was underwhelmed. It's not the flavor profiles that you and I like. Good, yes, but I wouldn't go out of my way to buy it. I mean, will it in a heartbeat? I would go. I was kind of disappointed. I mean, it's good, but it's not like all the hype.
Here, the thing about Blanton's is that it's how do I say the after bite is really nice. It's nice. It's smooth. All that stuff. I'm into the caramels. I'm into the vanillas. I want the flavor. And it doesn't have it. And yet they're still charging
$100.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you know, and the nice thing in Ohio is I don't think they can overcharge for liquor because of the way Ohio liquor works. So, like, if you buy it in a store, you're buying it for whatever the market value is. So it's typically a 70-ish dollar of bourbon, you know. So it's, yeah. But anyway, so sorry about that. So anyway, do you drink lots of bourbon with Bob, catching up on stuff, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Bought a dartboard. Gonna hang that in the garage. No, things, you know what? It's going good. Sat down with the GM today and did the
yearly review.
Was supposed to be a manager by now. I'm not there. And there is a manager position open over at Good Boys, which is in. Oh, shit. I'll have to edit that in post. So I basically, you know, said, hey, I'm either going to stay here where I want to be because I've already been here, or I'm going to move over to the other course and take over as the ops manager there. And he was like, there's no fucking way you're going to get the boys.
You said it again.
Yeah, I'll edit that in post.
There's no other way you're going over to the other place.
So I've been promoted.
No. Well, that's good.
And I am in the running for the assistant general manager position, which will be filled in May. Just have to do a good job now. And I love the fact that, that you hit that in the chat.
Try to get your back, man. Try to get your back.
So, I mean, I was starting to get a little bit concerned because I was going through my savings real quick. I didn't have millions of dollars in my savings, but buying a house and then buying two cars and, you know,
fixing said cars.
Yeah. Just costs a lot of money. And I was like, damn. I'm getting to the point of where I'm stretching it just to make my credit card payments. And I was like, I'm sorry. Something has to change. And he was like, well, you're staying here because you're good at what you do. And I was like, okay, then pay me for it. So now I make half of what Burke makes.
Kendrick, you cannot get up here. There's too much crap up here.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Yeah. Get up there. Get up there, you little bastard.
My really cool wireless keyboard died last night. Oh, God damn it. So now I get the big clunky mic. Yeah, he's up here. Hold up. Okay, fine. Get over there. Move. Okay. So now I got my big old clunky worn out Microsoft keyboard up here again. So, but I ordered a nicer one. This one's just the palm area wore out, whatever. It's just ugly. So I got another one on the way. And he's laying on my hand. He's a sweetie when he's up here, but just don't touch the keyboard. Oh, and dude, my job, my work has been so busy. Like Fridays are not supposed to be busy. It's just been freaking gangbusters. Of course, in the middle of all that, my daughter calls me up and she's like, there's water coming out of the basement. I'm like, oh dear God, there's no way I can get home. Now, fortunately, she has a new boyfriend who's coming over tonight.
Sam?
And Sam has a boyfriend.
What?
He drives a BMW. And
he's not me?
And he's not you.
Well, thank God, because I could not handle you as a father.
Is all that.
Okay. I sent Burke a picture of...
I quit eating the straw. You get up.
I just moved into a house, so everything is coming out of storage and all that. Well, apparently my speakers had wax spilled all over them when they were put into the box. So all of that dust in front of the speakers has been wax that over the past three shows that we've done, when I got bored, I sat there and peeled the wax off. I'm leaving it on my desk as like a memento. Oh, hey, what are you drinking tonight?
Tonight, I am drinking another whiskey, not bourbon. This is next step up from what I've had before. This is Uncle Nearest 1856.
Really?
And this is a 100 proof whiskey. And if you don't know anything about Uncle Nearest, let me give you a quick thing. Known as Uncle Nearest, Nathan Nearest Green has been acknowledged since 2016 as the first African-American master distiller on record in the United States. He taught Jack Daniels to make Tennessee whiskey and served as the first master distiller, formerly called a head distiller for the Jack Daniel Distillery, as a free man after the Civil War. So,
wow.
Yeah. So this is the 100 proof. I've had the other one, which I can't remember. It's a different year. It's Uncle Nearest 18 something or other. But and this has been sitting in ice for a little bit, so it's a little watered down.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry.
This is a cool whiskey. It's a lot more towards the bourbon side. There's oak in there. There's a lot of like mid-range and treble notes, but there's still some of the vanillas that we like. I gotta keep reminding myself I'm drinking whiskey. I'm not drinking bourbon. I gotta get myself into a different mindset when I drink it. But it's very interesting. But it doesn't take all your concentration. So it's a really pleasant drink. It's kind of a nice change of pace almost. There's a little more of that ethanol kind of burn to it than some, but it's still pretty good. And it's, I don't know, in the $57 range, I think, as a price on that. So not bad for whiskey or bourbon. What are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking Willet.
Oh, you rat bastard.
Well, I'm celebrating. I mean, this promotion, well, actually, to have my GM sit there and go, there's no way you're going to another course, really kind of made me sit back and go, okay, I'm doing a good job at what I do.
You mean to say he says, we're not letting you go to another course? Is that kind of the subtext of that? Or we're not going to inflict you on another course, because that would be a different direction. Why are you working over there?
Well, okay, so I guess I'll explain this. The one course that I keep bringing up, which is very close to my house, is the premier course for the company that I work for.
People than you normally...
Well... Your greens fee is $201 there. Our greens fee is $79.
Ah, okay.
So
the other course is the executive course.
It is the elite course.
He's going, you're a good worker here, and you would not fit in there.
No, he's saying...
It's kind of a backhanded compliment, I guess.
As he explained it to me, there's no fucking way you're going over there because you're the only one that keeps our course on time.
Oh, okay.
And I went, what? What? Is that a backhanded compliment? And he said, no, that's a total compliment.
No, that's cool. Man. All right. It's all positive. It's good.
Okay.
Got 30 seconds.
Talk fast. I got 30 seconds, people. Hey, We'll be right back. I'm about to play some music. Burke might know it.
Might have sent it.
I'm not sure. Have you?
I don't know. I can't hear it. Oh, yes. Me. Yes. You know it's true.
I don't have to tell. I hope you know it. You sent it to me.
Well, it was like 3 weeks ago. I can't be. I can't remember.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
See you soon.
You were there. Two worlds collide. And they could never tear us apart. We could live for a thousand years. But if I hurt you, I'd make one.
All right, do you know who Tom Jones is singing with?
I do not, but I could find out here, so.
I mean, oh, God,
what's the name of the song?
Never Tear Us Apart.
Natalie Imbruglia, however you pronounce her name.
You're kidding me.
No.
Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah, that's her, yeah.
Wow. I mean, this is hot.
It's Tom Jones, man.
Imbruglia.
Imbruglia, there you go. Good job. You know it's true. Now it's
all right, we'll be right back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and
up captain well seasoned, concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound when the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late,
this is a long song.
The breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing.
Yeah, but I always wait until
came, it was freezing rain.
I always wait until the chorus. And if people have to listen to music, why not Gordon Lightfoot?
Yeah, I know, right?
When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know ya. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Great song. Great
song.
This is something that I expect to hear up on Put-in-Bay Bay Island. Of which we will be there. Hey, I don't know if you looked at your schedule or not, but September 27th.
Is that the date we're going?
September 27th. I'm actually thinking about staying in Cleveland until September 28th because Peter Gabriel is doing a concert at Rocket Mortgage Center on the 27th.
Damn.
Peter and Gabriel.
I'm sure those will be cheap tickets.
I found the cheapest so far are like $93 a ticket. You want to go?
Sure. Well, I'm going to look and see when I took off for work. I'm assuming I put in my vacation for that already.
Well, we are in Put-in-Bay Bay the week before. Now, you don't actually have to take a day off to go to Peter Gabriel. Peter Gabriel. It's Peter freaking Gabriel.
Well, if that 28th is a Thursday, yeah, I kind of do because I'm supposed to work till 8 o'clock on Thursdays, so.
Peter freaking Gabriel. It's the 27th.
Oh, that's easy. That's a Wednesday, yep. I'll just be tired as hell the next day, but I don't care.
Peter freaking Gabriel.
Have you ever seen a YouTube video by Will Wheaton called William Shatner?
No. Do you have look it up? Do you
no,
have
it it's up? It's a long one, but look it up. It's him telling this long ass story. He's got this guitar player and this like mouth kazoo player that like pop up music. It is when Will was on the Next Generation set and they were filming Star Trek V across the, right there in the same set, you know, area. Yeah. He goes over and he meets William Shatner, I think. It is hilarious and well worth looking up and watching. It's probably 13, 14 minute video, but well worth the watch.
I love Will Wheaton. So I had the weirdest thing happen during the break. I was bringing up my my Firefox, and it froze. Well, it froze. That entire screen froze. The countdown clock, all the stuff that I had, it froze. So I don't know what happened with that. I've been having internet problems lately. Had a lot of storms down here.
Yeah.
And it kind of...
Farfin Nugent.
But anyways, we have a show to do today. I'm sorry.
Watch the Willet there, buddy. Watch the Willet.
Dude, the Willet. Slow down. Willet's been going down tonight.
Slow down. I'm still on my first glass of whiskey, so slow down. Are we doing the show we thought we were going to do, or are we doing something?
You wait just a minute, different? Paul. It is ignorant, hateful talk like yours that makes this world a place our boys could not live in. They were not dirty. They were not wrong. They were two lonely verses in the Lord's great song.
Our boys were pansies, Bill.
Yes, my boys are homosexual, and that don't scare me none. I want the world to know I love my dead gay son.
Okay.
They should get Fuck Canada from the South Park, too.
The Willet's going down really well tonight.
Oh, good.
We were supposed to do one show, but I don't think it's going to happen. Okay. Back to our... hey, we're supposed to be doing our top 10 museums.
I didn't know it was 10. I've got a few here, so.
Well, if you have 15, that's good, because I have none.
Well, okay.
But I'm going to make it up as I go.
Okay. Well, here, I'll just start, and I'm going to assume you've been to a few of these, because you're a little more well-traveled than I am.
Okay.
I left all the ones that I've been to at the top of my list. I'm going to start at the bottom.
Okay.
So this is what I want to go see. This is, what do they call it? MoPOP, the Museum of Pop Art in Seattle, Washington.
Ooh, I have not been there yet.
So this is like this really, there's a lot to read about this, but in a nutshell, it's a nonprofit museum, Seattle, Washington, dedicated to contemporary pop culture. It was founded by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen in 2000 as the Experience Music Project. Since then, it's organized dozens of exhibits, 17 of which have toured around the U.S. and internationally. It has the world's largest collection of artifacts, handwritten lyrics, personal instruments, and original photographs celebrating the history of music and Seattle musician Jimi Hendrix and the band Nirvana.
Really?
Yeah, that just sounds like it's got everything. I mean, because I guess there's like original Sega Genesis games. I mean, if it's pop culture, there's something in this museum for you. It just sounds like a really good, sounds like there's interactive stuff and all sorts of fun stuff. So that definitely is like, if I'm ever over there, I'm definitely checking that bad boy out.
Okay. This totally sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I really kind of, I'm a David Grohl fan.
Yeah.
Oh God. So, yeah. Nirvana and the history of Nirvana is really big on my list. This might actually pop on. Well, it's not gonna be on my list.
It might show up on my imaginary list.
So My number 10, well, we didn't actually number stuff.
Yeah. So just, yeah,
I'm just
up, yeah.
listing off stuff that, that I like to go see or I want to go see.
Okay.
This is one that I have seen and I saw it throughout my childhood. This is the Cleveland Museum of Natural History.
I don't think I have that on here. I do not.
The Cleveland.
I don't think I've been to the Cleveland Natural History Museum. Kind of think I've been to the. Oh, maybe I have. Did they have the dinosaur exhibit there at one point?
They have the dinosaur exhibit, but they. What always interested me was the special gems section.
Oh, I have been there. Yeah, when Joe was a little kid, we took him.
Yeah,
because they had the whole dinosaur thing going on. So yes, I have been through there. So, and actually, their regular art museum is fabulous too.
Phenomenal.
Oh my gosh.
Phenomenal. The Cleveland Museum of Natural History traces back to its founders in 1830.
I didn't realize it was that old.
Yeah, a two-room framed house was how it started.
Nice.
It's located over in, what is that, University Park.
The University Circle yeah. area. Yeah.
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 And was actually started by Leonard Case and William Case.
Case Western Reserve, I'm assuming.
Case Western Reserve.
There you go. Cool.
It's been around for years. They have a planetarium there, all kinds of stuff. But what I always liked about this museum was that it's set in kind of a timeline. As you go through the museum, you're kind of going through time. You have dioramas, the whole thing.
It's been 20 plus yeah. years since I've been there. It's been a long time.
Great museum. I had to put it on my list. Yes, it made the bottom of the list, but I love that museum. If you're ever in Cleveland, please go visit. All right, sir.
My next one here is one that I've not been to. I've been close to it, but I've never been in it, and I've really should have gone. This is the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C., part of the Smithsonian. Have you been there?
Been
okay,
there.
Okay, cool. So
love it.
National Gallery of Art, the attached sculpture garden, National Art Museum, located in National Mall, blah, 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 blah. Open to the public, free of charge. Privately established in 1937 for the American people by a joint resolution of the United States Congress. So I've been to the Smithsonian a few times. Never gotten to go into that or the Modern Art Museum either, which I desperately want to go someday. So,
ooh. Yeah, been there, done that. Next,
we'll have some more Smithsonian on the list up top. So.
Next one I haven't done. This is the Louvre.
That is on my list, the Musée de Louvre, Paris, France.
Yes. It is the home of some of the most famous artwork in the world, including the Mona Lisa.
The Venus de Milo.
And Venus de Milo. The museum is housed in the Louvre Palace. Originally built in the 12th and 13th century under Philip II. So it's basically a castle that has been turned into a museum.
Yeah, Napoleon, I guess, when he took over, he increased the size of the booty that they took in there. And it actually renamed it the Musée Napoléon, but after his abdication, many works were seized by his armies, returned to the original owners. But then later on, Louis the, I don't know my letters anymore, Judas Priest, 10, 15, 8, Louis the 18th, Charles the 10th, and during the Second French Empire, the museum gained 20,000 pieces. Jesus. Yeah, want to go.
Wikipedia.
No, no, it's a great thing, isn't it? You're like, I'm reading the same thing. Yeah, I know.
So all my notes are gone.
Well, it's on my list too, so I thought I'd chime in a little bit, you know.
No, that's it's a phenomenal museum that if I get the chance, God, Burke, if I win the lottery, you and I are going.
We're going on some trips, buddy.
Oh, hell yeah.
We got all our episodes to go back and look at to see where are we going next.
New Zealand to see freaking Lord of Hobbiton. The Rings. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, all right, sir.
This one sounds really cool. The Maritime Museum of the Atlantic is a maritime museum located in downtown Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. It's the oldest and largest maritime museum in Canada. It has a collection of 30,000 artifacts, including 70 small craft and steamship, the CSS Acadia, 180-foot steam-powered hydrographic survey ship that was launched in 1913. The museum was founded in 1948, but the special permanent exhibit explores the sinking of the RMS Titanic, which emphasis on Nova Scotia's connection from recovering the bodies of the Titanic victims. It has the world's largest, foremost collection of wooden artifacts from the Titanic, including one of the few surviving deck chairs. The Titanic exhibit also includes a child's pair of shoes, which helped identify Titanic's unknown child as Sidney Leslie Goodwin.
Really? I wanna see
that. Yeah, dude, that just sounds really wicked cool.
Damn.
He's coughing again. He's got his good button on now. Good job.
Oh my God. My next is actually in the town of Fredericksburg, Texas. Out in the middle of nowhere. This is the National Museum of the Pacific War.
Oh, interesting. I thought you were going to say the Alamo for a second.
No. Charles Nimitz, who...
A lot of ships named after that man.
Yes. Big time admiral in World War II. He... he was from Fredericksburg. So... They built the National Museum of the Pacific in Fredericksburg.
Interesting.
Very interesting museum. And it's actually in five different buildings. Hmm. You actually walk the entire cityscape of Fredericksburg to go to all the museums.
Interesting.
It's very cool. It's actually a very fun museum to go to, and they have the Nimitz Motel or Hotel, which was his childhood home.
Well, interesting.
And that's actually part of the museum. I think you have to pay extra to go into the childhood home and all that stuff. But when he retired, all of his money went to building this museum, and he wanted it here in Fredericksburg. Nowhere near an ocean. But hey, it's a great museum. I've been there. I would go again. Actually, I am going again this summer. So, all right, sir. Next up.
I would like to go to the Art Institute of Chicago, the one featured in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. Founded in 1879. It's one of the oldest and largest art museums in the world. Hosts approximately 1.5 million people annually. It has, obviously, the picture behind me, the George Seurat's A Sunday on La Grande Jatte. Has Pablo Picasso's The Old Guitarist, Edward Hooper's Nighthawks, and Grant Wood's American Gothic. So there's a lot of important pictures in that museum. It's permanent collection. It has 300,000 works of art, which is augmented by more than 30 special exhibitions mounted yearly that illuminate aspects of collections and present cutting edge curatorial and scientific research.
Okay.
Not slurring.
That's not on my list.
Oh, come on, man. That picture behind me, I've always died to go see that picture.
Not on my list.
They did a whole Broadway show about that picture. Come on, man.
Not on my list. Sorry.
Sunday in the Park with George? Man. I'm going to go to the... Yeah, but Ferris Bueller was filmed there. Even for that.
Okay.
Just for that.
Okay. I will go.
Okay.
Just for that.
Just for that.
All right. My next up is the Great Lakes Science Center.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I forgot. I've been through that one. Yeah.
I have not. And it's on my list.
Oh, it's good.
Well, I'm a very big NASA fan. And apparently NASA has transferred everything from the Glenn Research Center over to the Great Lakes Science Center. So I'm very interested in going over there and seeing this. Great Lakes Science Center is in Cleveland, Ohio. A museum right next to
the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Another museum that I will talk about a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
It opened in 1996, and the center is actually the basis of STEM.
Now that's right, I forgot about that.
For schools.
Yeah.
So kids that are wanting to learn science and stuff like that go through the STEM system, which was based there. Which is freaking, hey, Cleveland's known for something besides bad sports teams.
And rivers that light on fire.
Damn. There you go. So, yeah, I have not seen this place yet. I mean, I went to COSI, and COSI was great.
Yeah.
But this is kind of like a step up from COSI. I'm really kind of looking forward to seeing it the next time I'm there.
Don't get your hopes up too much. And I'll explain this a little bit later on, because I've just been through there. And
okay,
a lot of the stuff on the top floor is like kind of little kid stuff, like interactive, make a smoke volcano. But so it's a lot of the stuff is like geared towards little kids. The stuff that we enjoy is kind of on the first floor, and it's over kind of quickly, unfortunately. I went through there just recently, two years ago. Yeah, was up for Pirate Fest, I've been there years ago with our daughters, and they had a blast, but they were young, you know. So it's a little more geared towards the younger group, just you know. Anyway,
all right, that's off my list. Go ahead.
You'd still like that. They've got one of the nose capsules, you know, in there in a big center thing. It's worth going into and walking around real quick. So it's worth. And well, then Jimi Hendrix soundboard was downstairs, because they had like a music thing downstairs also. Yeah. That was kind of cool.
Myself as like a NASA fan, a space fan. Okay. The old NASA Glenn used to have a museum that was phenomenal. I mean, you'd go through there, it'd take 3 hours, and you were like, holy cow.
Well, then they have a lot of that stuff in storage, because that it did not take 3 hours to go through this museum.
Ah, that sucks. All right, don't want to see it anymore. Go ahead.
It's cheap, though. It's easy to walk through. It's nice. I've never been to and would like to go to the Met, the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. It is the largest art museum in the Americas. In 2022, it had 3.2 million visitors, ranking it 8th in the list of most visited art museums in the world and 2nd most visited art museum in the United States. Its permanent collection has 2 million works of art divided among 17 curatorial departments. And I guess there's different buildings on there also. It's right on Central Park too, which is kind of close, you know, which is cool. Much smaller, the Cloisters, blah, 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 Upper Manhattan, et cetera. I don't know. So anyway, yeah, I've never been to the Met, want to go. Didn't they have that in Ghostbusters too? Didn't they film something there? Yeah. So, yep. Desperately want to go there someday. So,
it wasn't on my list, but probably should have been.
Yeah.
Because I lived in New York and never went there.
I can walk to the Football Hall of Fame, and I've been on top of the building, but never inside the building.
Football Hall of Fame is on my list, but I'm not gonna. My next one is the National Museum of the United States Air Force
at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Yes, that is also on my list.
In Dayton, Ohio, 5 hangars full of planes, including John F. Kennedy's plane.
Oh, did not know that.
That you can walk through.
Oh, cool.
And see where the dead body was brought. No,
That was a DC-1? What was that plane?
Oh, okay, hang on. Presidential aircraft. John F. Kennedy.
Because remember, they did that. It was the tail dragger.
It was a VC-137 or a Boeing 707.
Okay, because I think when he started, they retired a Goonie bird for Air Force One and went and upgraded to the jets.
Right,
if I recall.
Right. Before that, let's see. They have Dwight D. Eisenhower's plane, Franklin D. Roosevelt's plane, which actually had an elevator.
He was in a wheelchair, right?
Yeah, to get him up and down.
I just remember the Valkyrie outside, that first supersonic jet, and all the missiles and the, yeah. And I was maybe 6 or 7 years old when I went down there. So I'm sure that place is just monstrous anymore.
Oh, it's huge.
It is huge. The oldest and largest military aviation museum in the world.
And it has collections of only Air Force planes.
Interesting.
So if you're going there to look at an F-14, you're not going to see it.
Well, remember originally it was the Army Aeronautical Museum, and then the Air Force was made, and then it became.
Okay, big fact with that. My great uncle, who died in World War II, was actually in the Army Air Force. It wasn't the Air Force at that point in time. There was no Air Force during World War II. It was the Army Air Corps.
Yep.
All right. Done with my preaching. All right, sir. What's your next?
Now, how did that make it down there? Oh, well, okay. I'm going to go. I'm going to hit one that I have been to when I was living in Atlanta, Georgia. They would take us to the Fernbank Science Center in Atlanta. It is a small museum, and it is basically a museum, classroom, woodland complex, and it's owned and operated by the DeKalb County School System. So it's geared for little kids, everything. But the coolest thing is they had a Telstar satellite, kind of like their big thing in the middle of the room and everything. It's like seeing an actual like one of the very first telecommunications satellite in person as a little kid was just really, really cool. And they had a gem room also, where like you would go into a darkened room and they had the ultraviolet lights on them, so they'd light up in different colors and everything, which as a kid just fascinated the hell out of me. They actually were talking about closing the facility, but they quickly shelved that plan after the public outcry, because I guess everybody loves this place. It's a private nonprofit organization. They also have a Museum of Natural History, which is separate from the Science Center. And this was opened back in December of 1967. So I'm just slightly older than that Science Center, but it's a really cool little place. If you're ever down there, it's worth walking through. It's very cool. I was trying to hit all the places I have been. Forgot about the Cleveland one.
My next. Ooh. Hang on. I'm bringing it up. All right, people. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. Oh, I'm gonna put in a little tiny one here that doesn't really technically count. I'm gonna go to Legoland in Denmark. I know it's not actually a museum, although they do have show history of the Legos because it was made there originally. But yeah, Legoland Park opened June 7th, 1968 in Billundbæk, Denmark, which is located next to the original Lego factory near Billund Airport. So anyway, that's it.
All right. My next one is the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum. Hey, Burke's looking.
No. Is that the one parked outside of Manhattan?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, this sounds really familiar.
Yeah, it actually has a space shuttle. I think it's the what Enterprise.
There was a movie that was filmed there.
Where
the guy
see.
Jumps off the back of the carrier and into the water, and they put an air tank on him. And what the hell was that?
It doesn't say. Anyways, the Space Shuttle Enterprise is actually housed on the deck of the ship.
Nice.
As well as the ship has every Navy ship or Navy plane ever used.
Oh, wow.
So it's really kind of cool to go out there. Plus you get to see an aircraft carrier from pre-nuclear that was actually used in many world wars. I'm really fucking up tonight.
No. I get what you're talking about. Oh, the movie was Nicolas Cage. It was the where he stole the Declaration of Independence. What was that? National Treasure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They filmed that. They filmed a bit of that there. He jumps off the side. Yeah, that's what it was.
I'm reading. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, Hell's Kitchen, New York. Go up there.
Probably drove past it.
I'm sure.
Dude, don't ever drive in New York, in Manhattan. Just don't do it. I did it, and I regret it to this day. I'm still shell-shocked.
We used to drive a semi down Broadway all the way to the Jacob Javits Center.
Yeah, but people will get out of here. Well, no, they want New York. Never mind.
No. No.
Right. Little lays in their dogs going, I'm walking here. Yeah.
Cost me $1,000 because
drive?
I ripped off some guy's mirror.
Oh, geez.
In a semi.
Well,
$4,000.
Stick it into New York, staying there. I have never gone to the Guggenheim Museum. Impressionistic, post-impressionistic, early modern and contemporary. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Established by Solomon Guggenheim in 1939. The museum building is a landmark work of 20th century architecture designed by, take a guess.
Frank Lloyd Wright?
Frank Lloyd Wright. Yep. Drew controversy for the unusual shape and display spaces. It took 15 years to design and build. It was completed in 1959.
Because Frank Lloyd Wright was a fucking idiot. But
More crazy than idiot. But yeah. Six-story bowl-shaped main gallery, four-story monitor in the north, 10-story annex to the northeast. The main gallery contains a six-story helical ramp that extends along its perimeter, which I'm not entirely sure might have been in Men in Black. Was that the Guggenheim they were in?
I think so.
At the very beginning? Could be.
Yeah. Right?
But anyway, it underwent expansion and extensive renovations from 1990 to 1992 when the annex was built, and renovated again in 05 to 08. So, yeah, definitely want to go there. A lot of cool stuff there. I can't even remember who I'm thinking about. There's a guy that did the cans of soup. Pictures of cans of soup and, yeah. That guy.
Yeah, I could go through 12 minutes right now of just going, ooh.
All righty, man. What is next on your list?
I am a huge freak about World War II. And the National World War II Museum is on my list of things that I would like to go and see.
I think I saw that, but I can't remember where it's located.
Well, it was it's actually in New Orleans, and it was formerly known as the National D-Day Museum. But it's a military history museum in New Orleans. There actually is an exhibit there with my great uncle.
No shit.
In it. Yes.
That's wicked cool.
He died in a training accident in an A-26. And his photo and all of the details about him dying are actually listed there as a museum exhibit.
Wow.
So I was like, hey, I want to go.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah. All right, sir. You're next.
So this is one that I have been to. This is in Columbus, Ohio, and it is COSI, the Center of Science and Industry.
Oh, didn't we already hit this once?
Yes, yeah. But I've been to the old one.
Okay.
It was open to the public 29 March 1964 and remained there for 35 years. But in 1999, COSI was moved to a 320,000 square foot facility designed by Japanese architect, I'm not going to say his name because I'll kill it, right at the river. So instead of being downtown, it's right on the river now, and it's way bigger. It has 300 interactive exhibits throughout themed exhibition areas. So okay. We have not been to the new COSI.
No, and anyone that grows up in Ohio goes to COSI.
Oh yeah, it's wicked cool.
I think it's sixth grade.
Yeah,
Mohican in fifth, and and Cosine Sixth. But great museum, very interactive, and it's a good time for kids.
It's a good time for anybody. I was older, I think, when I went there and really enjoyed it. I probably went when we went and did a trip because we were doing patent leather shoes, I think, at the Civic downtown with Kenley, and they actually took that show on the road, and they were in Columbus, and because we weren't actually part of the union, were not invited to go, but the stage managers and they invited us down, and we partied in the hotel and slept there and went and saw the show. But I think we went to Cosi there. I think I might have even taken Nancy down there on a date long, long time ago. So yeah, it's a good time. Doesn't matter who you are.
Such happy times.
Yes.
And I'm about to go into Auschwitz concentration camp.
Happy fun. There should be a banjo playing at this point.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, I'm sorry. That was the sound of the gas. Yes, Auschwitz.
I mean, I can see wanting to see it. I can see wanting to see it.
Okay.
But yeah, that's got to be depressing as fuck.
Ex-military, I'm very interested in the history of wars. I reenact civil wars. World War II was probably the biggest fiasco we've ever seen. And I think that it's...
Not counting Vietnam, huh? Okay.
Well, Vietnam...
I'm sorry, that was a police state, sorry.
No, the difference is that we get to see Auschwitz.
Yeah.
You will never see what we went through in Vietnam. And I'm not going to get into that. I'm going to get into World War II was a horrible thing. And we need to remember what happened. Yes, Vietnam's horrible.
Yeah.
But we're never going to get into North Vietnam. We're never going to see what they did to people. They'll hide that. This is out in the open. And it's just something... Before I die, I want to go see it.
Yeah.
I grew up with the stories. I grew up talking to people who went through the Holocaust. And there's still people today that sit back and go, oh, it didn't happen. And it's like, come on over. Come see my oven.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's not the happiest memory, but it's a museum in that you need to go see and understand everything that happened.
Yep.
All right, on that downer note, I hope you have an upper.
I do, man, and it's in Cleveland, and it's all about music. It is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I just got to go see a couple of years. The same time that I went to Cosi, was up there for Pirate Fest. I went through the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it was different than what I expected, but it was pretty awesome. It was pretty damn awesome. And there's so much stuff there because, I mean, you got tons of exhibits of just like people's outfits and their guitars and their amps encased in these huge glass things. You've got hundreds and hundreds of signatures of rock and roll musicians that they have carved into plexiglass that you can take rubbings of, so you can have a rubbing of the actual the signature of the person you like the most. They've got LL Cool J's BMW. I mean, they got so much cool shit there. It's just it's a wicked looking place. It was established April 20, 1983 by the former chairman of Atlantic Records, Ahmet Ertegun. And after a long search for the right city, Cleveland was chosen in 1986.
Who is the architect?
I am Pei.
Yes, sir.
Dedicated on September 1, 1995. So yeah, it's a must see if you're in Cleveland. I'm sad that I hadn't gone earlier in my life, but because it was such a great museum to go through.
So Kristen and I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a couple of years ago. What people don't realize is that it's fucking six stories tall.
Yeah. It's a lot of walking. If you're smart, you'll start at the top and work your way, although it doesn't work that way.
No, like you have to start at the bottom. And go up.
But when you're done with all that crap, you get to walk all the way downstairs and out, which is really nice.
But there is the coolest stuff that you will ever see. Rick Wakeman's case for his instrument is sitting there.
And handwritten lyrics on notepads.
I mean, the clothes from Prince. Oh, God. And it is one of the best experiences you could ever have in your life. And it is a museum, I'll tell you right now, plan on 4 to 5 hours.
Oh yeah, I think I was only there for like 2.5, and I could have spent 5 or 6. If I'd have read everything, I'd have been there all damn day, because it is really quite amazing.
I know that we made it through in about 3.5 hours, but if you are a person that's going to read everything, you better plan on an entire day, because there's so much stuff. And the coolest thing was that when we were there, people could vote on the people's choice
to go for the next inductees. Nice.
While you were there. Now, when I was there, The Cure was being inducted.
I bet you were happy as a pig and shit.
What a great life, man. Oh. Hey, we're close to our break.
Yep.
So I'm going to cut this off 2 minutes early, and we're going to take a break because Scott's got to pee.
Will it go right through you?
Well, you notice different shirt. All right. I'm going to be stripped down to another one here in a second. Nobody's heard my air conditioner tonight, which I love. Hey, we've recorded a podcast in here a couple of
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Jordan's wedding.
Yeah.
Sound was horrible.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. I suck at what I do.
All right, kids. What kind of cool music do you got us to roll out on?
Well, it's all Burke's music tonight.
Oh, geez.
So here we go.
If it sucks, I'm sorry. Soundtrack. Rock and roll flute much anymore after Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
It's good, though.
Ooh. Ooh. All right, so me, DM. Well,
talk to you soon.
We'll be right back. Hey, make sure that you check back soon for part two of this podcast.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.